USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 25,000 National Guard troops are heading for Washington, D.C. to secure Wednesday's inauguration, while the FBI and military officials are vetting all of the soldiers assigned to the nation's capital. Officials say they're making sure there's no possibility of an insider threat of violence to the inauguration following the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement Monday that while they had no direct intelligence pointing to an insider threat, they're leaving no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Pete Gaynor tells Fox News he'd called on that level of troop involvement to ensure the peaceful transition of power.
I think after the 6th of January, everyone is on heightened senses, heightened alert. What happened on the 6th is absolutely uncalled for. You know, it's horrible in our history. And to make sure that, again, we have peaceful transfer of power on the 6th, we want to make sure that, you know, we don't wish we didn't go far enough.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
China says its economy has recovered to nearly where it was before the COVID pandemic. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Chinese officials said Monday that their GDP expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down most economic activity. In April of 2020, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open up their wallets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the director of the U.S. Census is stepping down as the Bureau struggles to finish tabulating the results for the delayed 2020 census. Stephen Dilliam announced that he would retire from the Bureau on Wednesday, nearly a year before his term expires. The population count was hampered by the pandemic, and a final report has been delayed until the beginning of March at the earliest. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
California is struggling with a record number of coronavirus infections, and some health officials say the surge hasn't peaked yet. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
California is the first state in the nation to pass 3 million coronavirus cases. Los Angeles County has been hit particularly hard with over a million cases to date. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with the University of Minnesota's Center for Infectious Disease and Research and Policy. He tells MSNBC he believes the worst is yet to come.
Well, I've often been trying to call this pandemic, much like a baseball game, to give you a sense of where I think we are. And unfortunately, I've been saying for several months that I think we're basically at the bottom of the third or top of the fourth. And I don't think we're much farther than that right now. I worry that the very darkest days of the pandemic will be before us, even though we have vaccine coming, which is a very, very good thing. I think this new variant, this mutated virus that we're seeing in England, Ireland, and elsewhere, which is now here in the United States, means that we could have really our roughest days in the immediate months ahead.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Vanderbilt's women's basketball team has decided to end their season because of a continuing COVID outbreak. The squad has only managed to play 8 games on the year, with 4 cancellations and 2 conference games postponed. They join a growing list of women's programs who have stopped their seasons, including Duke, Virginia, and San Jose State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.